It's Excellent Educators Day here at the radio station, brought to you by Ising Garden Center and Sassy Frass Ladies Fashion Boutique. I'm on the phone right now with Tara Hutchinson, teacher at Port Rowan Public School. Tara, before we go too deep into this interview, maybe we can start off learning a bit about you. Are you from the area originally, or what brought you to Norfolk County?
Yep, my family's from Norfolk County, fifth generation, I guess it is. Been in Norfolk County, so I have very deep roots here, and went to school at Welsh Public School, went to high school in Port Dover, and just kind of been around the area for a very long time.
Now, I guess, when was it that you realized that you wanted to be a teacher? I know a few teachers we've talked to have had that kind of aha moment. Is there a moment that you can think of where you just realized that this is the career path you wanted to go down?
I kind of thought about it in high school. I was a toss-up between being like an environmentalist and going through to teaching. I chose the environmental route first, and then I did some work for the Conservation Authority, and we did some connections with the local high school in Delhi, and we worked with the grade 10 biology class, and I spent, I don't know, a couple of weeks just putting together a program for the kids in the biology class, and I was like, this is kind of interesting. Maybe I should go back to school. So I ended up going back to school and becoming a teacher. So I was kind of doing something environmentally related led me to become a teacher.
Now, you teach grade 7 and 8. I would think that'd be a unique grade to teach. It's kind of the top tier of elementary, but almost time to go into high school. What's it like teaching that grade?
Yeah, I've taught from taught from kindergarten to high school. So I've taught everything in between. But I've really had like homeroom classes from grade 5 through to high school. So, but I really like the grade 7-8 because they are just learning to become who they are, like they're themselves, and they're starting to develop their own thoughts. So when you give them a chance to express who they are in a safe and secure environment, it's amazing what can come out of them. So I really like teaching them because they're, you know, as long as you treat them as an individual and recognize that they have their own voice, it's amazing. It's just, it really is amazing some of the things that come out of them. Like, I'm just doing this really cool thing at home with my students where they had to do a drama, health, language activity and they had to film themselves being a celebrity chef, and they had to prepare a healthy meal at home. And some of the kids who you would never think would be able to act or out in front of the class have done a phenomenal job being at home, and just it's showing a bit of their personality, and it's just, I don't know. We're just really having a good time.
You know, I'm going to jump to that question. I have it a little bit further down the list, but I'll bring it up. Because I get, obviously, with the virtual model, I guess, for one, how have you pivoted to it? But I guess another thing, I guess you've seen some different ways that it has interacted with the students as well.
Yeah, I think last spring, in terms of a teacher, I like technology. I do like technology. I try to do different things with technology. And with some of the teachers that I teach with would say that I'm probably some techno teacher. But when it happened last spring, we were all just thrown into this crazy game of how do we do it? What do we do it? Where's the infrastructure? You know, all this stuff, right? The good thing is my students had a lot of experience of doing things at home. I had already put our homework online. I'd already had the kids submit things online. So it wasn't that big of a transition for them. So I was really, it made it a little bit easier for them. The hardest part, I think, for them is being at home and just focusing on a screen. Because being in grade 7 and 8, that's not their interest. Their interest is not, as much as we like to think they like to play video games, playing a video game is very different than doing a task online and thinking and doing and all that stuff. But it was just, in a way, it wasn't that hard of a transition for my students But in a way, it was hard because they had to focus being on a screen for so long in order to get things done. And I made sure in the springtime in this year, I'm trying to do stuff that's applicable to at home. And I don't like to do a lot of printing out for the kids because I don't think that's fair for parents to have to pay for printer ink. And trying to make it so that they're learning something, a new something, and make it applicable to the curriculum too. So it's a new way of teaching, a new way of doing stuff. And I can tell you that my kids last year did not want to be doing this online. They wanted to be in school. And this year's class, they just want to be at school with their friends. I don't think any of them like being home doing this. So they really would like to do as much as they can, stay home and be safe so they can get back to school.
How do you make that special connection with students?
I'm very open with my time. I have my cell phone. You know what? The biggest tool I think that a teacher has is their cell phone. Because it's this connection thing where you can call, phone, text, any form of social media if it needs be, and then any platform the school provides. So you have these multi-layers of technology built in and communication. So if a student wants to reach me out on Instagram, then they can, I guess, send me a message on Instagram. If they want to talk to me on Teams, they can send me a message on Teams. I can get an email from parents. I can have a one-to-one conversation via a Teams meeting so that I can see a student's work, and that is through my phone. So I'm trying to make myself available at all times. There's certain things, like I have personal stuff going on in my life right now that doesn't make it easy as it was in the springtime to be involved with the kids. But I've always been that teacher where if they've asked me a question, I try to respond, even if it's, 10 o'clock at night. So I think making yourself available and having technology is the way that you can really reach students and make sure that they're understanding. And again, as long as you create that safe environment for the kids and they know that, okay, if I'm doing hockey practice at night and I don't feel like doing my homework, but I message Miss H, maybe she'll be okay with me not doing my homework, or, something happened in my family and have to talk about it and just let quick message, that safe connection with the student really can build a bridge that if that doesn't happen, you're not going to get that with students, especially in grade 7 and 8, I feel, anyways. So, just having that connection and technology and different things really makes it good for them, that they know that you'll respond to them.
Is there a moment you can think back to as a teacher, like a moment with a student or with a parent, something that just really stands out to you as something that's special that happened throughout your career?
I think being an intermediate teacher, especially a grade 8 teacher, I've taught 7, 8 probably most of my career. And so I think it's not just one moment. I think it's just the moment at the end of in grade 8 graduation, you see these kids and you see them come in, I have memories of them coming in as kindergartners and then going all the way through school and seeing the hardships and successes that they've had all the way through school. And grade 8 graduation is that day, that moment where you see them go from being these little kids to being young adults and being positive, productive members of society. And I think every year at graduation, it's that moment where you go, oh, it's kind of this great thing to be able to see and be able to experience it with kids. And I think that's probably the time where you kind of reflect the most on it and really appreciate the fact that I get to teach and I get to have this great career and I get to, be a part of kids' lives, even though you may see a few of them when they come back or whatever. But you just get to see them transition to being amazing people. And if you're just a small, tiny, teeny little part in their life, it's pretty amazing to have that feeling that you were part of it with them. So I think every year for me, it's greedy graduation. And I cry at greedy graduation. My students know. The whole community in Port Rowe knows this. They just bring me Kleenexes.